That was a piano, but playing Guitar Hero doesn't necessarily seem like something that would add to the problem of climate change. But all those hours spent with the Wii, the Xbox, the Sony PlayStation, they use up a lot of energy.
Americans spend over $1 billion each year to power up their video game consoles, but it doesn't have to be that way. That's the finding of a new report out today from the Natural Resources Defense Council. We're joined now by the NRDC's Noah Horowitz. And Noah, can you give us a rough sense of exactly how much electricity these video game consoles use?
Yes, when you add it up, nationwide, these video game consoles are using as much electricity each year as the entire city of San Diego.
That's a lot of electricity. And you note in your report that part of it is that it's not like your TVs where when you're done using it, you turn it off. People kind of forget to turn these games off.
That's exactly right. And they're completely unaware that that thing will continue to chug away at near full power all day and all night long. It's like bringing two new refrigerators into your home each year and paying the electric bill for them.
Now, I'm not an avid gamer, Noah, but I think part of the problem here, too, isn't it that sometimes you can lose your place unless you leave that video game player on?
That's exactly right.
Do any of these video game players have a function that would automatically turn things off, like much the way that your computer goes to sleep? Is that an option?
Buried in the menu of these devices, there is this auto power down feature. It's really important not only when you're playing video games, but if you play a movie and forget to turn off your game console, that thing's going to continue to chug away at 100 plus watts.
The overall number of video game consoles in the U.S. has been increasing. What about the machines themselves? As they get more high tech, are they using more electricity to run?
The Nintendo Wii has stayed around 20 watts. But the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 have become souped-up computers. They now have internet capability. You can play games over the internet. You can download and play movies. As a result, those use a whole lot more power than the prior generation.
There's an environmental impact of this, too. What does all this electricity use mean in terms of carbon dioxide emissions?
If we just get people to turn off their video game when they're done, we could cut our nation's electric bill by about $1 billion. And from an environmental point of view, if everybody were to do that, that's like removing all the global warming pollution from the cars in San Jose, which ironically is our nation's high-tech capital.
So how do you get people to do that? What are you calling for consumers to do?
We hope people will turn off their video game once they're aware, hey, I'm spending over $100 a year to power something that I'm not even using. Secondly, we want the game industry to get together with the people that make the games and find a way to automatically save the game and your place so when it does go into sleep mode, it wakes up just like your computer exactly where you left it.
And what about the gaming industry? Have they said anything in response to this? Are they willing to work with you?
Our study, quite frankly, has served as a wake-up call to them, and they're listening. And we're hoping that the next generation of video games will be a whole lot more energy efficient.
Noah, do you yourself play video games?
I'm actually a former player of Pong, but I haven't graduated to the current generation of video games.
Noah Horowitz of the Natural Resources Defense Council, thanks so much.
My pleasure.